Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio, financial expert Cindy Gibson and estate planner Tony Craddock to talk about today's upcoming Planning Ahead for End of Life offering sponsored by the AARP and Braveheart Volunteers. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thanks.
Morning, Melissa.
So Planning Ahead for End of Life is happening today, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at 601 Alice Loop Road. Cindy, you'll be there talking about Social Security concerns. And Tony, you'll be talking about essential documents and asset protection.
That is correct.
Well, let's, not to spoil the upcoming event, but let's talk a little bit about it here for folks who aren't able to attend today. Cindy, what do you need to know about Social Security when you're planning ahead for your end of life?
Gosh.
That's a lot. It's a big topic. What would
lots
be
of things,
the
but
one of the top things?
You know, there's
to think
just
about.
Been a lot of changes recently in Social Security, and it's a, kind of a hot topic because we're recognizing that it can have a tremendous impact on our overall long-term financial planning goals. And so now there are a lot of ways we can really look at Social Security and the benefits that are provided to us and allowed to us and try to strategize comprehensive ways to maximize how they might, you know, benefit us over our lifetime. And then with some of the changes that have come down, it's really important, and there's a critical time. There's a deadline, April 30th of 2016, this year. So just a few months away, there's a critical deadline there for folks to know about and to understand what their, you know, what their options are before that deadline. Because after that date, there are going to be some things that won't be available to certain people. And then there's another deadline coming after that for people born after 1954 or in 1954 and after. So these are just some important little nuances that are helpful as you're preparing for Social Security and helpful to know about in case you could take advantage of those things before these deadlines. And so that's going to be one of my focuses today.
I think it's tempting to think of Social Security just as something that comes to us and not realize that we really need to take control over what's happening with Social Security and that we do have a lot of control over what we get, how we get it,
right.
You know, those who are important to us, what are they going to get? And so it behooves us probably to learn a little bit about it.
Right. It's one of those things, like everything in life, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know. And so you think it's a simple, you know, choice of when I'm ready, I file and that's it. But there are so many layers and nuances that it's really fascinating to me. It's like a giant jigsaw puzzle. It's very dimensional.
Well, that's probably one of the major benefits of having someone with your knowledge base at an event like this. For you, it's very interesting. For a lot of people, I imagine it's pretty intimidating.
Well, sure. It's like a new language, right? Until you're actually in it and living it and doing it day by day, it doesn't make any sense.
So you'll go into that and all the nuances in a little more detail.
Oh, yes.
Today. Mm-hmm. And Tony, what are some of the topics you're going to cover?
I'm going to cover two basic topics today. The first one, I'm going to spend about 20 to 25 minutes on the five key legal documents that most families should have in place to make sure that when the time comes that their assets are going to be transferred in a manner in which they won't desire for their beneficiaries, for the people that they love. So we're going to cover that topic. It's pretty much in depth. The second topic is for truly the 60-year-old market and older. When we talk about senior care planning involves where we need care, the quality of care that we need, where the care is going to be given, and then, of course, how we're going to pay for that care. So,
what are those five documents?
Five key documents most attorneys would talk about is obviously the basic document being a will. But for most people, we're talking about a living trust. We're talking about the medical decision that one needs to make in their time of need from that standpoint. My personal family, we have a sprinkling trust for our daughter, and then we have a trust for our assets from a standpoint of our real estate. So we're just going to talk about a little bit about trust documents, what they mean, who needs those types of documents.
Do you find that this is something people tend to put off, this kind of planning?
Absolutely. Number one, most people think they don't have an estate, that they don't need estate planning. The tax laws changed in 2010 in October, where most people don't need estate tax planning, but we still need planning. If we have children or we have any assets whatsoever, we still need to be planned for how those assets are going to be transferred at our death.
You know, there's a heavily psychological, emotional component to this, I imagine, as well. We don't like to think about death, either our own or the death of our loved ones. And so it takes this great leap to start planning in this way. And even, I would imagine, to attend an event like this. Is it your hope that this kind of offering will make it a little bit easier? You're not expecting someone to go in to an estate planner, but to join a few other people in a,
you know, one of the things that I do, one of the things that I do is I tell my own personal story of how my attorney set up the Craddock estate. And again, I mentioned that I have special needs for my daughter. So obviously there are certain things, and I hope that I bring it down to a level that I communicate in such a way that our consumers will understand and feel comfortable. I certainly don't use legal terminology. I really break it down to my level and use layman terms from that standpoint. And I normally feel that most people walk away feeling comfortable with my story and how it fit me, and certainly it will fit them.
And Cindy, as you know, money is not just money. It's a very emotional topic.
That's right. That's right. Well, we don't make logical decisions about our money or our future finances and long-term planning. Usually they're all emotional because they're tied to our core values. But, you know, kind of get back to Tony's point, we just were in Juneau yesterday. He did a presentation, and it was the first time I've heard him talk in a good long while. And it was really fun to hear his story because he just wove in these documents into his own personal story. So it wasn't dry at all. It was very, it was like listening to a story about, you know, your friend's life and hearing about how it went. So in that point of view, it was very interesting. It wasn't like, here is a document and this is how it works. It was like, this is the story of this couple and this is my family and here are my children and this is how this works. And so it was very relatable in that way.
And far less intimidating. And I imagine people mm-hmm. couldn't walk away from it imagining themselves doing exactly what you and your family
did. Yeah, they won't remember what legal documents I talked about. What they'll remember is the story and
That's
how
right.
it fit in.
Well, Tony, what got you into this line of work?
It was probably back in 1996 when I started learning how the tax laws work and the effects of taxation for an estate. Obviously, that changed in October of 2010, but it's still so important for people to sit down and talk about how they want their assets to be distributed, who to, and make sure that they have a proper written plan in place. They make sure that their desires, their wants are taken care of.
And Cindy, you've been in before to talk about Social Security and mm-hmm. other financial matters. And it seems like you're utilizing lots of different venues to try to get the word out about these changes coming down. It's hard
yeah.
for the listener to retain a lot of this information.
It's hard for me.
Yeah.
And I work with it all the time. So that's why I'm passionate about getting the word out, because it's just a tragedy to me that people leave benefits behind because they just don't have the information. So I'm just trying as much as I can to get that word out, so to help as many people as can be helped.
You know, that's a really interesting perspective, too. One that might be persuasive is there's the potential you could leave benefits behind unintentionally.
Yeah, I see it all the time, or from misinformation as well.
So who should attend tonight's event, this morning's event at 11 a.m. rather?
Everybody. I mean, even though Tony said it's the elder care piece is for people 60 and over, I mean, I started planning in my 30s because I'm kind of a freak that way. I like to think about what's life going to be like 20 years, 30 years, 40 years down the road. And the sooner you can start planning, the easier it is to make little corrections and have little things that you start to implement now, because they'll have the bigger impact on you down the road because you've got the time on your side. The longer you rate, then the fewer options you have. But then Tony's excellent at kind of dialing down and helping you divide up, you know, what those options are and helps you streamline that information.
And you know, what about caregivers? There are many people in Sitka who find themselves in the position where they have aging parents far
that's
away,
right.
living far away. What about us?
Well, that's the whole purpose of this meeting, is to sit down and figure out what the options are available, where family members are at. Are we informing our family members of what our desires and wants are? So obviously the whole purpose of this is to formalize a written plan so we can accomplish what we want.
And it might be, I can imagine it would be powerful to be able to present to your parents, look, this is what I would love for you to do, because that's a hard topic to talk about. Potentially, if you have, you know, this experience, that could be an opening to talk about that.
I find that in most of my seminars, I have 35 and 40-year-olds there that are not there for them. They're there to figure out what's going on with their parents and how they can help their parents.
Right. And you're right. It's taboo for some families to talk about this stuff. So I don't know how you broach that subject, because it's not taboo in my family. I talked to my parents years ago about this stuff, and I talk to them still today. It's an ongoing conversation, because as they age and laws change and family lifestyles change, everybody, I think, just needs to be informed. And I just always feel like the more open we are and honest with each other, that's in my point of view, is a loving, open way. But I'm not trying to put my values on everybody else. It's just that, you know, that's why I talk about it out in public as much as I can, to just try to get it out there. So
open for everybody this morning, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., planning ahead for end of life. And it should be noted, this is part one of a series. This is going to be at 601 Alice Loop Road over on the island. That's the Sealing Cove Business Center. Tony Craddock will be talking about estate planning, asset protection, the important documents you need to have. Cindy Gibson will be discussing Social Security and a whole number of changes that are coming down the pike and deadlines that are looming. Anything else you would like to add?
AARP is going to provide about a 30-minute little break lunch in the middle of all that. So
okay, great. Yeah,
so you can come hungry.
Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you
so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Tony Craddock, visiting estate planner, who incidentally is from Savannah, Georgia, and Cindy Gibson, local financial expert.